Iran will top the agenda when American Secretary of Defense Robert Gates arrives in Israel on Monday. Gates is expected to urge Israel not to attack Iran's nuclear facilities, saying the planned U.S. dialogue with the Islamic Republic deserves time to bear fruit. But Israel is skeptical. Zalman Shoval, a former Israeli ambassador to Washington, says Iran could use the dialogue to buy more time to build a nuclear bomb.
What could happen is that the Iranians will go on enriching uranium and reaching the stage where they can produce a bomb within a few weeks or within a few months, and any controls or anything like that will be useless by then.
Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, but its president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has threatened to wipe the Jewish state off the map. Therefore, Israel has warned that if international diplomacy fails, it might launch a preemptive strike on Iran. U.S. Envoy George Mitchell will also visit Israel to discuss advancing the peace process with the Palestinians. He will press Israel to halt the expansion of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and disputed East Jerusalem. So far, Israel has refused, creating a deepening rift with Washington. Israel says construction in West Bank settlements will continue to accommodate natural growth and that Jews can build anywhere in Jerusalem because it is the nation's capital.
Obviously, there are going to be matters on which there will be disagreements, including, for instance, building in Jerusalem, in the suburbs of Jerusalem, and about settlements.
Two other senior U.S. officials will visit Israel later in the week. National Security Advisor James Jones and Middle East Specialist Dennis Ross. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.